Adele Prentice. Our daughter, Adele, shares her story and that of her brothers. Charles Elliott Prentice took the hand of Maxine Teresa Elaine on October 28, 1961. 9 months later, their first child, a baby boy, was born. This is the story of this child and of the other four children that followed. Joseph Lorne Elliott was born on July 28, 1962. Lorne was quite an organized and tidy little boy, much to mother's joy. In later years, he proved to be an A student. As time went on, he developed a love for sports, taking after his father. Through the years, he participated in many sports, some of his favorite being hockey, baseball, and golf. Today, his work involves one of his favorite sports, racquetball. After high school, his first job was at a racquetball court in Medicine Hat, Alberta. Presently, he manages House of Courts, a racquetball and fitness center in Saskatoon. Lorraine also has a musical ear and played guitar for a number of years as a youth. He was active in the 4-H Club for 5 years. Today, Lorraine and Carol Ann Jacobson live in Saskatoon. Their tiny daughter, Brandy Ray, was born to them on May 17, 1986. On August 17, 1963, I, Therese Adele, was born to Elliot and Maxine. I was a preemie and required more care during my first weeks. As I grew up, I developed an interest in music, and I took piano and accordion lessons. Dance was also a part of my youth. Mom and Dad were kept busy running to lessons and recitals. Like my brothers, I took my high school education in outlook. In my senior years, I found that I enjoyed writing, so, in my spare time, I began to write short stories and poetry. 2 years out of high school, I took a creative writing class and hoped to pursue this interest in the future. I was actively involved in 4-H for 6 years and also enjoyed teaching religion classes for preschoolers for a year. I began working part-time at the Outlook Printers in grade 9 and continued there until graduation, at which time I pursued my career as a typesetter in Saskatoon. I have continued to work in various print shops through the years and am presently working at the Rosetown Eagle as an advertising sales rep and a graphic arts designer. Norman Blair, third child of Elliot and Maxine, was born on August 15, 1964. Blair was a child full of energy and action, constantly on the go. As the years passed, he spent his energy on hockey, baseball, and other sports through school, such as soccer, football, and golf. Today, he follows his older brother's interest in racquetball and is a frequent visitor at Lauren's club. Blair also was a 4-H member for a number of years. Leaving school, he went first to Medicine Hat in search of work. While there, he worked for Medicon, Belaw Construction, Medicine Hat Concrete, and the Hat Pipeline. Later, he moved back home and worked for the CNR for 4 months. When he was laid off, he went to Lake Louise, where he worked at the Chateau for several months. At the present time, he is in Saskatoon, working at Primco, a large warehouse, where he has been since September of 1985. Corey Lee was born on October 7, 1965. He was happy-go-lucky as a baby and has retained this quality. Corey evened up the score when it came to football and baseball teams in the backyard. He, too, was a 4-H member. He played baseball and hockey, switching from the latter to curl. He became Dad's right-hand man, playing third on the curling ice. When the time came for decisions after high school, Corey chose to participate in the Katimovik program. This took him across Canada to three provinces, where he spent 3 months in each of the following places: Gasp, Quebec; Courtney, BC; and Peterborough, Ontario. Finishing his last rotation at the latter, he began working for a construction company. When he was laid off, he moved home. Then, before long, he was hired by the Patterson Grain Company, which was building an elevator annex in Wolseley, Saskatchewan. Following this, Corey went to Slave Lake, Alberta, where he worked on the maintenance staff at the local hotel for 6 months. Home for a holiday, he went to see Blair in Saskatoon and was hired by Primco on the spot. He is presently living in Saskatoon with Blair. Sean Allen, the fifth and last child, was born on September 26, 1973. From 5 months of age, Sean had problems with allergies. Finding a suitable formula proved more difficult as time went on. After 5 weeks in University Hospital in Saskatoon, Elliot and Maxine brought their baby home, much to the delight of three brothers and one sister, ready to play mother. The whole family found much delight in little Sean, teaching him all kinds of wonderful things, new words, games, and to roughhouse. Sean was a quick, perceptive child. Helped along by four teenagers, some claimed Sean was wise beyond his years. He is now taking his grade 8 at McCrory Elementary School with the same teacher, Mr. Dean Corbett, as the rest of us had. Sean is active in the school band and won an award for proficiency. He has proved himself a money manager, saving his egg and pop bottle money to purchase his own motorbike and part of his computer. He makes up some of his programs, combining studying and playing on the computer to make learning more fun. Sean, like his brothers and father, enjoys his sports of baseball, hockey, and golf. He has a keen interest in racquetball and is very happy when he can get to the city to play. Recently, he has become interested in curling, playing with Dad, the school team, and 4-H members. Through our childhood, our grandma and grandpa Prentice played a very important and special role in our lives. I remember grandma's big cookies fresh out of the oven and the lineup of little hands eagerly outstretched for these tasty favorites. Grandpa was a special storyteller, and he could keep our interest for hours on end with his yarns. Each spring, we would wait in excited anticipation for their return from Victoria, BC. I remember how we used to count the days, and when they arrived, it was always a joyous occasion. Visits from Grandma and Grandpa Alain were also held dear, perhaps more so, for the visits were few and far between as they lived far away. Christmas, Easter, Thanksgiving, all the holidays were, and still are, happy family times, with everyone gathering together to share good food. Mom has always been a terrific cook, and lots of good fun. On many of these occasions, the Storbo and Rindel families are there to share in the festivities. My memories of childhood and growing up will always be happy ones: the family picnics, the sport functions, the birthday parties, and the summer vacations. Our parents have done much for us through the years to help us grow into caring, responsible adults. We shall always be grateful to them